You're listening to Mizzou Music here on a Wednesday evening on Classical 90.5. It's going to be a chilly evening overnight tonight. I'll have your weather forecast coming up in a few minutes. But first, I've got a guest in studio. It's Dr. Julia Gaines. She's the director of the MU School of Music. She's in for a wrap on what happened this past semester and the exciting news ahead for the MU School of Music. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
So here we are at the end of the semester. Most students have departed, those who have finished their finals. There's still a few out there wrapping things up. The ratio of international students is always high this time of year.
Much higher this time of year.
But in terms of School of Music, things get quiet for a while before concertizing revs up again and classes start mid-January.
Correct.
Can we look back on the last 4 months? Give me some of the highlights from the MU School of Music.
Sure. We usually kick up with our performances primarily in October. So many of our performances from our band and our choir, they would have their first round of performances in October. We had an exciting visit by Chanticleer in early October. They came through the Odyssey series, and it was really fun to have them on campus. We had several composers come in and work with our composers. Keith Fitch came in for a couple days. We had some really great performances by our new faculty, several new faculty recitals. I know we've had several percussion visitors come in over the last semester that have been exciting. We did a great performance of the ever-popular Brahms Requiem, a German Requiem, and that was very exciting to have our soloists come in and our large performance in Jesse Auditorium.
So when the school year started back in August, how many new faculty did you bring on board?
Boy, I think we welcomed 9 new faculty members, some in tenure track, some in non-tenure track, but all of them full-time.
How does the culture in a department work when you've got that many new faces?
Well, it was very different. You know, we had a lot of kind of re-educating, even with the senior faculty, just to let them know, remember, this is how we do things. Remember, we fill out this form. Remember, we do this. So it was I certainly took the opportunity to remind some of the people that have been here a while how we do things. But it's been a good time of learning personalities and seeing how people work together. So far, it's been great. We've had very little problems. And I think the students have really taken to the new faculty well. We had a good season with Marching Mizzou, with our new athletic band director. That's a big change there. So a lot of differences happen, but the students have adjusted, and I think it's been good.
As the winter break begins, it's about a month of downtime, maybe very welcome downtime for the faculty and the students. Staff, not so much. We're just here, continuing on like we do.
That's true.
So things will get revved up again around this campus. A lot of bodies come back through, trying to move through the space starting in January. You just had a big announcement last Friday that impacts the future of the School of Music, not just into 2017, but likely for generations beyond.
Yeah, I would definitely have to say that was our biggest news of the semester. Last Friday, the Board of Curators approved $24 million for phase one of our new School of Music building. So we've been waiting for that news, some people for decades, but it has certainly never gotten this far. The gifts and the private donations that we've had coupled with the university money really prompted the Board of Curators to approve that. And it was unanimous, I believe.
So tell me what happens in phase one. What can we expect?
We do have a finite financial number. So $24 million is what we have right now, and that's what we'll be working with the architects on. I'm not exactly sure what all can be done with $24 million, but I know we are looking to put all of our academic spaces under one roof. So we're spread across 6 different buildings right now. For sure, the Fine Arts Annex would have to be demolished. So everything that's in the Fine Arts Annex has to be included in the new building. Loeb Hall will be demolished. So everything in Loeb Hall has to go in the new building. So we'll be working with them on some of the musts that have to be in there and some of the, we hope that this can fit in the $24 million context. We'll be working on that over the next few months as we do some really official space analysis and programming considerations. And, you know, really, I'd love to see all of our programmatic space make it in there, everything but the new concert hall. But I don't know if that's going to happen.
And the new space, what we're talking about would be at the northeast corner of it. College.
Correct.
Hidden University.
Hidden University. Yes, it's right beside History Garage, and it's currently a parking lot there right now. A lot of people know that space as housing the old Baptist Student Union, and that's what we call the Fine Arts Annex. Hillel would remain. Hillel is not university property. So our space really encompasses the old Baptist Student Union all the way through the parking lot to pretty much the back of History Garage.
So with the announcement from the Board of Curators, they said go. Are you in the design phase right now, or has that already happened and we'll see dirt moving sometime in 2017, or is that a little bit further down the road?
The design process has not started, but it starts next Wednesday. I will have all-day meetings with architects. We've already selected our architectural team and our acoustician. We had to give the Board of Curators a recommendation for an architect and an acoustician at the time we were requesting approval for phase one. So we had already made a recommendation or a selection, but they do the official hiring. So no design processes were able to start until they had made that official hiring.
That's Dr. Julia Gaines, director of the MU School of Music, talking about the big plans ahead. The building project can now begin for the MU School of Music. You can find more details about the project online at music.missouri.edu and tune in again next week. I'll have another excerpt from my recent interview with Dr. Gaines.